Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿所有的平安跟喜乐赐予大家。
First, I would like to praise and thank God that my family and I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
首先我想感谢主，今天我跟我的家人可以在这里跟大家一起敬拜真又活的神。
This morning, I'd like to share with you being born again.
今天早上我想跟大家分享重生的这个话题。
Let's turn the book of John chapter 3.
我们请翻到约翰福音第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
The book of John, chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
约翰福音第三章第五节。 耶稣说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 人若不是从水和圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
So during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ shared with Nicodemus.
所以在这个时候, 我们的主耶稣跟, 尼哥底母分享,
If you're not born again, you cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
如果你不重生的话, 你就不能进入神的国。
So, just like nowadays,
所以就跟今天一样,
If anyone have want to have hope to enter the heavenly kingdom,
如果任何人想要有进入天国的,
They must be born of water and the Spirit.
他必须从水和圣灵重生。
So just like many of us sitting here this morning, we already have been born of water and Spirit.
就好像今天在座, 我们很多人都已经从水和圣灵重生。
But being born again is only the beginning of our faith.
但是重生只是我们信仰的开始。
We cannot say that when we are born again, this means we are saved the rest of our lives.
我们不能说我们重生的那一刻，我们这一生都得救。
But rather, being born is the beginning of a journey to the heavenly kingdom.
但是重生是我们进入天国的这个旅程的开始。
Now, I was in Hawaii for the last month or so.
那过去一个月我在夏威夷。
And Hawaii, they have this tradition that when a child reach 1 year old, they would throw a big party for them.
那在夏威夷有一个传统，就是如果一个小孩到一岁的生日的时候，他们会举办一个很大的宴席。
And one of the brothers spent $8,000, right? For his son, one year old birthday.
那有其中一位弟兄为了他儿子的一岁生日花了8000块美元。
And almost every single family in Hawaii, you know, practice such tradition.
那在夏威夷几乎每一个家庭都是有跟从这个传统。
And I asked him why this 1 year birthday is so important.
所以我就问他说为什么这个一岁的生日这么重要呢？
And he shared with me in the early years. In Hawaii, many children cannot reach their 1 year old birthday.
那这个弟兄就跟我分享说，因为在早期的夏威夷，很少小孩可以活到一岁。
Because many children would die from different diseases.
因为有很多小孩会因为不同的病状死亡。
So when they reach 1 year old,
所以当小孩到一岁的时候,
this is a great sign that they'll be able to live much longer.
这是个很好的现象，就是代表说这个小孩之后还会活很多年。
So that's why they have a 1 year birthday celebration. They spend a lot of money.
所以他们在小孩的一岁生日都会花很多钱。
Now we think in our church.
那如果我们想想看，在我们教会里面，
last year we was reported around 111 people were baptized.
在去年我们所报告受洗的大概有110个人。
In other words, there are 101, around 101 people were born again.
去年有101个人受洗, 换句话说就是有101个人重生。
Of course, to be born again, this means to be baptized.
所以我们说重生就是代表说这些人都接受洗礼。
But at the same time, there's also reported that about 111 people have left the church.
但是同时又有报告说大概有111个人离开教会。
So in other words, last year we in the negative in the sense that no people come to church.
所以换句话说，去年我们的这个总数的信徒是个负数，因为有人离开教会。
So why when people are born again?
所以为什么一个人重生的时候，
Within 3 to 5 years they have left the church.
在3到5年他们会离开教会呢？
Because being born again is only the beginning of our faith.
因为重生只是我们信仰的开始而已。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 12.
我们请翻到启示录第十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。
Verse 2 to verse 4.
第二到四节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 2 to verse 4.
启示录第十二章第二到四节。
Then being with child, she cried out in labor and pain to give birth, verse 3.
第三节,
and another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 diadems on his head, verse 4.
第四节,
He still drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we see, right, this woman represents the church.
这里我们看到这个妇人是代表了教会。
Even this woman, when she gave birth to a child, she in great pain and great labor.
这个妇人要生一个小孩，要经历这个生产的艰难。
So just like our church,
就跟我们教会一样。
Every time we baptize one person, actually, there's a lot of manpower behind it.
我每次要为一个人施洗，其实这背后有很多人的努力。
And some churches go through many years without, you know, giving birth to a person.
那也有很多教会有很多年都没有让一个人重生。
But even after we give birth,
但是我们生了小孩之后。
After the church gave birth,
当教会生了小孩之后,
then we also need to nurture the newborn baby.
我们必须要好好的来喂养这个小孩。
Just like here, this fiery red dragon.
就好像这里我们看到这条大红龙。
The minute the woman gave birth,
这个妇人一生产的那一刻,
this dragon is right in front of her.
这个龙就站在她前面,
ready to devour the child she was going to give birth to.
已经准备好要吞吃她的孩子。
So that's why after a brother and sister who've been, you know, newly baptized in our church,
所以当我们教会有一个新受洗的弟兄姐妹,
we really need to take care of them.
我们必须真的来照顾他们。
Because if we don't nurture them according to the will of God, within 3 to 5 years, they will leave the church.
因为如果我们不按照神的道来好好的栽培他们, 大概在3到5年的时候, 他们就会离开教会。
Why? Because as newborn babies, Satan, you know, want to force them to leave the church.
因为身为一个刚生的小孩, 撒旦是希望他们要离开教会。
You know, think about the Israelites.
如果我们想想看以色列百姓,
no, when they went through the Red Sea,
他们经过红海的时候,
because God, you know, split the Red Sea open for them to walk on dry land.
因为神分开了红海, 让他们在干地上行走,
they were so joyful.
他们那时候是非常的喜乐。
Miriam and the women, they took out the tambourine and started to sing and, you know, and dance.
玛丽安跟所有的妇人都开始拿出乐器来唱歌跳舞。
Why? Because they have gone through the Red Sea and all the enemies have been destroyed.
为什么呢? 因为他们走过这个红海, 他们所有的敌人都被消灭。
Of course, going through the Red Sea is prefigured the baptism nowadays.
那当然, 这走过红海是预表今天的洗礼。
Thank God, you can see last speech convocation, we have many brothers and sisters got baptized.
所以感谢主, 我们在上一次的灵恩布道会有很多弟兄姐妹受洗。
So many of us are very joyful.
所以我们很多人都非常的喜乐。
So last night, it just happened, I look at all the baptism photo, and I can see so many brothers and sisters were smiling, right, and just very, feel very happy.
那昨天晚上我在看这个上次洗礼的照片, 就看到很多弟兄姐妹都是面带笑容，很高兴。
Yes, it is a joyous moment.
因为这是一个非常高兴的一刻。
Just like the Israelites when they escaped the enemy, yes, it was a joyous moment.
就好像以色列百姓终于逃脱他们的敌人的时候，那时候他们真的很快乐。
But that was only the beginning of their journey for the 40 years.
但是那只是他们40年的旅行的开始。
But when they reached the promised land,
但是他们到达应许之地的时候,
the Bible shared with us,
圣经跟我们分享,
that many of them, their bodies scattered in the wilderness.
以色列百姓很多人的尸体都散在这个旷野当中。
And outward, many of them did not reach the promised land.
他们当中有很多人没有达到这个应许之地。
So that's why being born again is truly a great blessing.
所以一个人可以重生真的是一个很大的福气。
But it's only the beginning, the journey of our faith.
但是这只是我们信仰的开始而已。
So that's why those of us who've been church for a long time,
所以我们这些已经在教会很久的信徒,
we must really show so much love to the new baptized members.
我们必须对刚受洗的信徒, 展示很大的爱。
We must nurture them.
我们必须好好的栽培他们。
We must encourage them.
必须鼓励他们。
So they can also become an adult and become strong in their faith.
所以他们也可以成长为成年人在信仰上, 站稳。
But if you and I are weak ourselves,
但是如果我们本身自己是软弱的,
it's very difficult to, you know, to encourage those who are newly baptized.
要去勉励那些刚受洗的就很困难。
But even we try to encourage them,
但是就算我们想要勉励他们,
what is the best way to do it?
最好的方法是什么呢?
Listen to the book of Luke.
我们请翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
在 Luke chapter 8，
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8，
路加福音第八章。
Verse
55.
Luke chapter
8,
verse
55. 路加福音第八章第
55节。Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately, and he commanded that she be given something to eat.
路加福音第八章第55节，她的灵魂变回来，她就立刻起来，耶稣吩咐给她东西吃。
Within the 33 years that Jesus Christ lived on earth,
在主耶稣在世上这活着33年半的时候，
he resurrected three people.
他使三个人从死里复活。
Of course, beside himself, he also resurrected himself.
当然这是除了他自己之外，因为他也使自己复活。
But every time he resurrected that three people, he commanded them to do a certain thing.
但是每次他使这三个人从死里复活之后，他都吩咐他们做一件事情。
Just like this young girl,
就好像这里这个女孩一样。
Actually, Lord Jesus Christ, right before he got there, the young girl already died.
因为在这个故事当中，主耶稣到达这个女孩之前，这个女孩已经死了。
And even people came to him and said, "Do not trouble the master, because she already dead."
那主耶稣到达地点的时候，其他人也跟他说：“你们不要去打扰这个主人，因为女孩已经死了。”
But Lord Jesus Christ said to them,
但是主耶稣对他们说：
"Do not be afraid, only believe."
你们不要害怕，只要信。
And she will make well.
你的女儿就必得救。
Then there time many people cry.
然后在那个时候，很多人就开始哭泣。
Because they saw her, she was dead.
因为他们看到那个女孩，看到她已经死了。
So Lord Jesus Christ told them, "Do not weep."
所以主耶稣就对他们说：“不要哭。”
She's only, you know, sleeping.
她只是睡着了。
But many people ridicule him.
但是很多人就开始嘲笑他。
Why? Because they have no faith.
为什么呢？因为他们没有信心。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ put them outside the house.
所以主耶稣才把他们放在屋子之外。
But when he saw this little girl,
但是他们看到这个女孩的时候，
all he said to her, "Little girl, arise."
主耶稣对这个小女孩唯一说的就是：“女儿，起来吧。”
And then in verse 55,
那第五十五节，
then her spirit returned and she arose immediately.
她的灵魂变回来，她就立刻起来。
So this one of the resurrection that we're going to talk about.
所以这是我们会讨论的其中一个从死里复活的故事。
This resurrection represents how you and I are born again.
那这里看到的死里复活，其实就是代表我们怎么重生。
When we are born again, what must we do to keep our faith continually be strong?
当我们重生的时候，我们必须做什么才可以让我们的信仰继续的健康？
So here in verse 55.
那在第五十五节这里，
the little girl's spirit returned back to her.
这个小女孩的灵魂回到她。
And immediately she arose.
她就立刻起来。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ said to her.
那我们主耶稣就对她说，
or commanded the people to give her something to eat.
这里主耶稣吩咐其他人给她东西吃。
Now some people joke around and say that Lord Jesus Christ, he must have been Asian, right?
那有些人会开玩笑说主耶稣可能是亚洲人，
because he loves to eat,
因为他很喜欢吃东西。
You can see every time he go visit Mary and Martha, they would eat abundant, right?
你可以看到他每次去拜访玛丽跟马大的时候都是去吃饭。
And before he was crucified, he also ate with his disciples.
那他在被钉十字架之前，他也是跟他的门徒吃饭。
And after he resurrected, he also ate with his disciples in the morning at the seashore.
那他自己从死里复活之后，他也是跟他自己的门徒在海边吃饭。
And what did he eat in the morning?
那他在早上的时候是吃什么呢？
He had fish, right?
他是吃鱼。
No way the Caucasian eat fish early in the morning, right?
那如果想想看，这个美国人或者欧洲人绝对不会在早上吃鱼。
But Asian do. I eat fish early in the morning, right?
但是亚洲人就会，就像我早上也会吃鱼。
So, but of course, in the Bible, it mentions a lot about eating, right?
那当然，我们在圣经里面看到提到吃的事情很多。
And you know, in our church, we also love to eat.
那你们也知道，在我们教会里面，我们非常喜欢吃。
But of course, eating is a good fellowship, but at the same time, it's not the most important thing.
那当然。吃饭是一个很好团契的方法，但这不是最重要的。
But here, when our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Give her something to eat,"
那在这里，当主耶稣吩咐其他人给他东西吃的时候，
this little girl died.
这个女孩刚才死过,
now Jesus Christ resurrected her.
现在主耶稣使她从死里复活,
and the first thing he told the people to do is to give her something to eat.
那主耶稣吩咐人要做的第一件事情, 就是叫她, 叫他们给她东西吃,
yes, even though she resurrected,
虽然她刚从死里复活,
but she's still very weak.
但是她还是非常的软弱,
just like a brother and sister who are newly born again.
就好像刚重生的弟兄姐妹一样,
praise and thank God had the faith to be baptized.
我们感谢赞美主, 这些人有信心,
but we must remember the faith is still very fragile.
但是我们必须记得他们的信仰还是非常的脆弱.
Their faith is still very weak.
他们的信仰还是非常的软弱.
And just like little babies,
就好像婴孩一样.
If you have a newborn baby,
如果你有个刚, 出生的婴孩,
do we expect them to eat the food by themselves?
你会马上期望说这个小孩可以自己吃饭吗?
Of course not.
当然不会.
That's why here the Lord did not say to the little girl, you eat something, right?
所以在55节我们才看到主耶稣不是对这个女孩说你吃东西,
but rather, and he commanded that she be given something to eat.
反而在这里我们看到说主耶稣吩咐其他人给她东西吃,
just like nowadays.
就好像今天一样,
our Lord Jesus Christ also commanded us to give the new baptized member something to eat.
主耶稣同样的也是吩咐我们要给这些刚受洗的弟兄姐妹东西吃.
I'm sure when it comes to the physical food, we have no problem with that, right?
因为我想说如果我们只是讲物质的这个食物我们是绝对没问题.
During lunch time, there's always abundant, right?
因为在, 这个中午的时候, 我们一定有很多食物.
And quite often we even have left over to take home, right?
那时常我们有这个圣日的食物需要带回家.
But that's not the food that Lord Jesus Christ commanded us to feed them with.
但是主耶稣吩咐我们要给他们的食物并不是在讲这个.
But what we want us to give them spiritual food.
我们要给他们吃的是属灵的食物.
Let's go to 1 Peter.
我们请翻到彼得前书.
1 Peter.
彼得前书.
Chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章.
See, 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2.
彼得前书第二章第二节.
As newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby.
第二节这里讲到就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样.
So what does this mean?
所以这是代表什么呢?
What it means as newborn babies, we need to eat the word of God.
这代表说如果我们是一个刚出生的婴孩我们必须吃神的道.
If we don't eat the word of God, there's no way we can grow and be strong.
如果我们不吃神的道, 我们是不可能成长,
because only the word of God is pure.
因为就只有神的道是纯净的,
only the word of God is living.
就只有神的道是活的,
and only the word of God can strengthen us.
就只有神的道可以使我们得力.
Yes, it's important to have, you know, physical food with one another.
是的, 我们提供这个物质的食物是, 也是很重要.
But more importantly,
但是更重要的是,
when we, you know, try to strengthen newborn the newborn believers,
当我们是想要, 让这个新的信徒坚强起来,
we must share them the word of God.
我们必须跟他们分享神的道.
No, I remember, you know, when I was younger, I used to eat a lot, right?
我记得我年轻的时候我吃很多.
And I mean, I'm talking about eating a lot. I can eat like a pound of pasta myself.
那我说, 吃很多的时候是我一个人可以把一磅的这个意大利面吃掉.
And I know that, you know, my wife, she used to cook, you know, 4 or 5 steaks and used to finish it off, right?
有时候我太太会帮我煮4、5个牛排我都会全部吃光.
And I remember one time I visited one of the members and, you know, I was really hungry at night time.
那我记得有一次我拜访信徒的时候在晚上的时候我很饿.
Of course, this member is a good friend of mine.
当然这个我拜访的信徒是我的好朋友.
So I pretty much ate everything that was in the fridge as edible.
所以我把他冰箱里面所有可以吃的都吃掉.
And then the brother shared me, it's like, Rudy, you cannot be a pastor if you eat so much like this, right?
那这个弟兄就跟我分享说, Rudy, 你不能当传道, 因为你吃这么多.
And of course, that's not true. Pastor, we always be fed by members, right? So that's why we always out of shape.
那当然这不是真的, 因为这个传道经常都会有很多信徒帮我们煮东西吃, 所以我们很多传道都是比较肥胖一点.
And I remember I used to eat a lot, right?
但是我记得我年轻的时候吃很多.
And one time during the minister workshop,
那有一次在这个, 圣职人的进修会,
one of the pastors observed me how I eat so much, right?
有另外一个传道就观察说我怎么吃这么多东西.
And just happened and say, you know, he invited me to his house.
那刚好那时候他就邀请我到他家.
And he told his wife, Voody is coming.
他就跟他太太说，夫里要来了。
You must cook a lot of food for him, right?
必须为他煮很多东西吃。
But after, you know, right before that he invited me to his house.
但是在他邀请我到他家之前
，For some reason, I have no feeling to eat anymore.
不晓得为什么。我就突然间没有这个食欲了。
Even though many brothers and sisters cook such good food, but I have no desire to eat.
虽然有很多弟兄姐妹为我煮很多很好吃的食物，但是我就没有这个这个食欲想去吃。
And I start to lose weight.
那我就开始变轻一点，我开始减重。
So I thought something wrong with me, right?
我开始就以为说我身体是不是
有 For the last 30 years, I
什么状况
I eat a lot, right? But now I don't want to eat anymore.
因为在过去30年我都吃很多，但是我突然间就不想吃东西。
So when I went to the pastor's house,
所以我到那个传道家
Sure, his wife cooked so much food.
到他家的时候，他太太就真的煮很多东西。
But after a bowl of noodles, I was already full.
但是我吃一碗面之后，我就已经饱了。
Then the pastor got upset with me, right?
那个传道就开始生气。
He's like, what? You don't like my wife's cooking?
他就说你是不喜欢我太太煮的。
I say no, not that. I'm just not hungry.
那我就说不是，我真的一点都不饿。
So when I went home to visit my wife.
所以我后来就回家。
And she looked at me, she's like, wow, what happened to you?
那我太太看到我的时候就问我说，到底发生什么事情
？Why are you so skinny?
为什么你变这么瘦
？I say I don't know. I just don't feel like eating.
那我就说我不晓得，我就突然间不想要吃东西。
So I had to go to the hospital.
所以后来我就要去医院
to get myself checked.
去检查。
So I get all the different scans and stuff like that to my body.
所以在医院的时候，医院就帮我做各样的身体检查。
And the doctor say it's nothing wrong with you.
那医生就说你身体没有任何问题。
Say that I'm very healthy.
那医生就跟我说我是非常的健康。
Then I was praying to God, God, why don't I feel like eating?
那时候我就跟神祷告，问神说为什么我完全没有食欲呢
？Then as I pray to God.
那我在跟神祷告的时候
，Then I heard a voice come to my mind.
我就听到一个声音在我脑里跟我说
，He said, "Men should not live by bread alone."
这声音就跟我说，人不是单靠食物
，but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
但是是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And from that day on,
所以从那日之后
，I eat much less than before.
我就吃的比以前还要少
，but I'm still very full.
但是我还是很饱。
So that's why when I go to Africa, I don't eat too much and it's okay.
所以我去非洲的时候，我就不会吃很多，然后就没什么问题。
If I eat the way I used to eat before and then go to Africa, oh, I would be in big trouble.
因为如果我的食量跟以前一样大的话，我去非洲的时候就会很大的问题。
So that's why when we talk about the newborn baby.
所以我们在讲这个刚生的小孩。
The only thing that can give them true strength is the word of God.
唯一可以让他们成长健壮起来的就是神的道。
For example, when they are sick,
比如说他们生病的时候
，What do we tell them?
我们跟他说什么
？Oh, I know the best doctor.
你是要跟他说我知道最好的医生吗
？Of course, we can say that, but the most important thing that pray to God.
当然，我们要跟他分享，如果我们知道什么名医的话
，Let God heal you.
但是最重要的是要为他们祷告，让神医治他们。
But of course, even they go to the doctor.
因为就算如果他们到医生那里
，We must encourage them to pray.
我们必须继续鼓励他们祷告。
Because to pray, God will give them the best doctor.
因为透过祷告，神就会为他们预备最好的医生。
So that when we, you know, want them to be healthy.
所以如果我们希望他们健康
，Just like Lord Jesus Christ said.
就跟主耶稣说的一
样。Give them something to eat.
给他们东西吃。
But what kind of food we give them, that is very important.
但是我们给他们什么食物吃是非常的重要。
Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们请翻到以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Chapter 1,
第一章
verse 8,
第八节
Chapter 1, I'm sorry, chapter 2, verse 8.
第二章第八节
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8.
以西结书第二章第八节
But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like the rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you.
以西结书第二章第八节人子啊，要听我对你所说的话，不要悖逆，像那悖逆之家。你要开口吃我所赐你给的。
No, when we have newborn babies,
我们有这个刚出生的婴儿的时候
，quite often they don't want to eat.
很多时候，这个婴孩不会想要吃东西。
Especially when they, you know, 1-2 years old, it's very difficult for them to eat.
就其实他们在一二岁的时候，他们要吃东西是非常的困难。
So this means spiritually they're just like a rebellious child.
所以就好像在属灵的属灵里，他们是一个这个悖逆的小孩。
So that's why here God told Ezekiel, look, go to the house of Israel.
所以这里神才会对以西结说，你到以色列家。
Because they are rebellious.
因为以色列家是一个悖逆的家。
But before you go to them, I must feed you so you can be strong.
但是你去以色列家之前，我必须喂你东西吃，所以你才可以坚强。
That's why in verse 9.
所以在第九节。
Now when I look, there was a hand stretching out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. Verse 10.
第十节。
Then he spread it before me, and there was a writing on the inside and on the outside, and written on it was lamentation and mourning and woe. Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel. Verse 2.
第二节。
So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. Verse 3.
第三节。
And he said to me, Son of man,Feed your belly and fill your stomach with the scroll that I gave you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey and sweetness. Right? So we can see here in chapter 1, Ezekiel was very weak.
所以从这里看到以西结书第一章的时候，以西结是非常的软弱。
So when he saw God, he fell on his face.
所以看到神的时候，他就扑倒在地上。
Because he was so weak, he could not stand up.
因为他实在太软弱，他没有办法站起来。
But God told him.
但是神跟他说
，You must eat the scroll.
你必须吃这个书卷。
Before you eat the scroll, you must open your mouth.
你在吃书卷之前，你必须先开口。
Then God made him to eat this scroll.
那神就使他吃这个书卷。
Of course, the scroll represents the word of God.
当然，这个书卷就是代表神的道。
And after he ate the scroll,
那当以西结吃了书卷之后
，in his stomach become very sweet.
在他肚子里面就感到这个甜如蜜。
Then he had the strength to preach to the Israelite for many years.
他就有力量。很多年来跟以色列百姓传福音。
If the word of God can do this for an adult person,
如果神的话可以让一个成年人这样子
，How much more can it do to newborn babies?
我们可以想想看，这个神的话对一个刚出生的小孩不是更有益处吗
？Yes, we want to encourage our brother and sister newly believers.
是的，我们要鼓励我们。是刚受洗的这些弟兄姐妹。
But we should follow our Lord Jesus Christ's commandment.
但是我们必须按照主耶稣所吩咐的。
That is to feed them with the word of God.
就是要喂给他们神的道吃。
And only then they will grow the right way.
就是这种方法才可以使他们。
If we don't feed them with the word of God,
长得健康。如果我们不用神的道来喂他们
，Even though they seem they are grown,
虽然表面上看起来他们在成长
，But inwardly they will be very weak.
但是在体内其实他们是非常的软弱
Their heart will not grow the right way.
他们的心就不会以正确方法
Their mind will not grow the right way.
他们的想法也不会以正确的方法
Their bones will not grow the right way.
他们的骨头也不会
Only with the word of God, all these things will grow perfectly into our Lord Jesus Christ.
就只有靠着神的道，他们才可以在这全方面都是以正常的方法成长
So when Lord Jesus Christ resurrected the little girl.
所以当主耶稣使这个小女孩从死里复活
，He commanded the people to give her something to eat.
他就吩咐周围的人给她东西吃。
Let's go to Luke chapter 7.
我们再来看路加福音第七章。
The book of Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章
，verse 13 to verse 15.
第十三节到十五节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 13 to verse 15.
路加福音第七章十三到十五节。
When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, Do not weep. Verse 14.
14.
Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. Verse 15.
15.
So he who was dead sat up and began to speak, and he presented him to his mother. So we know during this time, a young man was carried in a coffin in the city of Nain.
那在这段经节我们知道说在这个时候有一个年轻人刚死然后被人抬出来
So in other words this young man been dead longer than the little girl
就是说这个年轻人死的比这个刚才提到的小女孩还要更长一段时间
Because he already you know been he's already in a coffin ready to go get buried
因为他已经在棺材里面被人扛出来要去安葬
But if anyone touched the coffin during the time they become unclean
但是在那个时候，如果任何人 碰到这个棺材，他们就是不洁净的。
But what did our Lord Jesus Christ do?
那主耶稣做什么呢？
When he saw the mother weep,
当主耶稣看到母亲，
then he told her, "Do not weep."
在哭泣的时候，他就对他说，不要哭。
Then he came to touch the open coffin.
那主耶稣就来碰这个棺材。
And those who carry him stood still.
那些抬的人就站住了。
Then he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise."
那主耶稣说，您少年人，我吩咐你起来。
Then verse 15 said, "So he who was dead sat up and began to speak."
那第十五节就讲到说，那死人就坐起来，并且说话。
And he presented his mother.
那耶稣便把他交给他母亲。
Now we think about newborn baby.
如果我们想想看这个刚生的小孩。
And the first word they speak is very important.
他们所说的第一句话是非常的重要。
And quite often as parents, we want them to speak what? You know, like daddy and mommy, right?
那通常身为父母，我们都是希望他们所说的第一句话是妈妈或是爸爸。
And when we hear them say such words, we become very joyful.
那当我们听到他们说这些话的时候，我们就很高兴。
Why when a child first speak the word, this means they are healthy babies.
为什么呢？因为当小孩开始说话的时候，就是代表说这些小孩是非常健康正常。
If a child become 10 years old, he cannot speak.
如果我们小孩到十岁都不会说话
，then I'm sure many of us would worry.
那我想说我们很多人都会开始担心。
Spiritually it's the same thing.
那在属灵的观点来说是一样的。
If we feed the newborn babies the right food,
如果我们喂刚出生的这些小孩正确的食物，
Sooner or later they will begin to speak.
迟早他们就会开始说话。
But when they speak, what are they going to say?
但是当他们开始说话的时候，他们会说什么呢？
But what they should speak is the word of God.
他们应该要说的是神的话。
Because all this time they've been fed by the word of God.
因为在这个时段，他们都是拿着神的道来喂他们。
So the first word they speak will be pertaining to the things of God.
所以他们所说的第一句话也是应该讲神国的事情。
And that's how we know we've been encouraging and raising these newborn believers the right way.
那这就是我们怎么知道说我们是不是以正确的方法来栽培来培养这些新受洗的信徒。但是有时候这些新信徒
，they can come to church for many years，
可能可以来教会很多年
，but they still don't want to read the Bible，
但是还是不想要读圣经
，they still don't want to pray，
还是不想要祷告
，and never mind preaching the gospel to others。
那就更不要讲说跟其他人传福音。
Then if this happened, we know as a church we have not raised them the right way.
那如果我们看到这个现象，我们就知道说，身为一个教会，我们没有以正确的方法来培养他们。
But it's also some new believers.
但是也有一些新信徒。
They love to eat the word of God.
他们是非常喜爱吃神的道。
And they love to speak the word of God.
他们也非常喜欢讲神的道。
Then as a church, we become very joyful.
那身为一个教会，全教会都会非常的喜乐。
But is our responsibility.
但是这是我们的责任。
When they are first born, we must feed them with the word of God.
他们刚出生的时候，我们必须用神的道来喂他们。
And only then they will have the strength to speak the word of God.
那就只有这个时候，他们才会有力量来说神的道。
But of course, as newborn babies, if they only eat, if they only speak, they cannot walk. It's also a big problem.
那当然，如果一个刚生的婴孩只会吃，只会说话，但是不会走路的话，这也是一个问题。
Most of the time, newborn babies, they would speak before they walk, right?
那如果看这个刚出生的婴孩，以正常的这个正常的规律来看的话，他们应该是先说话，再来行走。
And this is the healthy progression of a newborn baby.
那这是一个这个健康的成长的过程。
Of course, when they are born, and then of course they eat, and then they start to crawl, then what? They start to speak, and then they're going to start to walk.
那当然，当一个小孩出生的时候，他们就会先吃东西，再他们就学会怎么说话，再他们就会学会怎么走路。
Let's go to John chapter 11.
我们请翻到约翰福音第十一章。
John chapter 11.
约翰福音第十一章
verse 43,
第四十三节。
John chapter 11 verse 43 and 44.
约翰福音第十一章第四十三跟四十四节。
Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Verse 44.
四十四。
And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." This is the third resurrection.
这就是圣经提到主耶稣使第三个人从死里复活。
And it's the resurrection of Lazarus.
那这就是拉撒路从死里复活的
过程。But we know during this time that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days already.
那我们知道在这个时候拉撒路已经死了四天。
So in other words, he's been dead the longest.
也就是说他是死最长的时间。
But it doesn't matter.
但是这并不没有关系。
Even the little girl, she, you know, just died recently, but our Lord Jesus Christ be the resurrector.
因为那个就算那个小女孩是刚死，主耶稣还是可以使她从死里复活。
Just like the young man been dead for a while, but our Lord Jesus Christ still be the resurrector.
那个少年人也是死了一段时间，主耶稣也是有办法让他从死里复活。
Just like Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, our Lord Jesus Christ still be the resurrector.
那拉撒路死了四天，主耶稣还是有能力让他从死里复活。
So in other words, God's grace, God's mercy, God's power.Always going to be upon people.
也就是说，神的能力、神的慈爱、神的恩典是一定会怜悯到人身上。
Yes, maybe we've been coming to church for a while.
是的，或许我们已经有一阵子没有来教会。
And we have not made decision to get baptized yet.
我们可能还没有决定要受洗。
But God is still guiding us.
但是神还是为我们死。
One day, God will move our heart to be born again.
那有一天，主耶稣会感动我们的心，让我们想要得重生。
Even though just like Lazarus,
虽然可能会像拉撒路一样
，for 4 days already been dead,
已经死了四天
，but God resurrected him.
但是神还是有办法让他从死里复活。
But when Jesus resurrected him, what did he told the people to do?
但是当主耶稣使他从死里复活的时候，他吩咐人做什么呢
First, ？He told Lazarus to come forth.
第一，他吩咐拉撒路出来。
This means to walk toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说。他叫拉撒路朝着他来走。
And after Lazarus came forth to the Lord Jesus Christ,
那当拉撒路朝着主耶稣的方向出来的时候
，Then the Lord Jesus Christ commanded people to loose him and let him go.
主耶稣就吩咐周围的人要解开他身上的这些不同的包着的手巾，然后叫他走。
I think this one of the most difficult things that parents, you know, cannot do, right?
那我想说，这也是可能父母最困难的一件事情。
That is to, you know, let our children go, right, and be independent, be by themselves.
就是把他们的小孩放走，让他们独立。
But if you have trained them the right way,
但是如果我们有好好的教导他们
，then when they go on their own, we shouldn't worry about anything.
他们开始自己行走、自己独立的时候，我们就不用担心。
So just like those who've been born again of water,
就好像那些从水里重生的。
If they become independent as a Christian,
如果他们身为一个基督徒是独立的
，you and I should not worry.
我们就不用担心。
Why? Because if we've been given the right food, we've been training them the right way.
为什么呢？因为如果我们给他正确的食物，有以正确的方法来教导他们
，then for sure they will be strong.
他们一定会强壮的。
So that's why when the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Loose him and let him go."
所以在这里，主耶稣才会对他们说，解开，叫他走。
This is the goal for every newborn baby.
这是所有新生的婴孩的目标。
No, sometimes as Asian parents, we want our children to live with us forever. Right?
有时候身为这个亚洲的父母，我们可能希望我们小孩永远跟我们一起住。
Of course, for me, I think you know it's good also, right?
那当然，我个人也是觉得说这是一个不错的方法。
But the reason behind it, why do we want our children to, you know, to live with us forever?
但是为什么我们会希望小孩要跟我们一起住呢？
Because we don't, you know, we are afraid that they cannot, you know, take care of themselves.
有时候是因为我们害怕说他们没有办法照顾自己。
But if that is the case, that's not a good idea.
但是如果我们是因为这个原因希望小孩跟我们一起住下来，这是不好的。
Why? Because sometimes only when we let them go, that you know they can learn for themselves how to live a good life.
因为就是有时候把他们放出去的时候，他们才会学会要怎么自己过生活。
The same thing here as in a church.
那在教会里面是一样的。
Spiritually speaking,
以灵里来讲。
Yes, everyone always depend on the pastor.、Right?
是的，每个人有时候都是在依赖传道。
I'm not saying that it's wrong.
我不是说这是错的。
But the pastor is not always going to be here.
但是传道不是都会一直在这里的。
But for so many brothers and sisters, you're already spiritually independent.
但是有很多弟兄姐妹。已经在属灵上是独立的。
In other words, as a church,
换句话说，身为一个教会
，without the pastor, we should already been able to take care of ourselves.
我们应该是没有传道也有办法来照顾自己。
Of course, when the pastor is here, it's also good.
传道在的时候，这也是好的。
Then we, you know, continue to work together.
我们就有办法一起同工。
But if the pastor is gone,
但是如果传道不在的时候
，and then we cannot do anything.
我们是不是什么事情都没有办法做？
This means the pastor have not been doing a good job.
如果是这样的话，就代表说这个传道做的工作不好。
Because brothers cannot be independent.
因为弟兄姐妹没有办法自己独立。
The same thing with newborn babies.
那对这个新生的小孩也是一样。
Yet they only can depend on us for so many years.
这个刚生的小孩要依靠我们也是依靠几年而已。
But after a while,
但是过了几年之后
we must let them go,
我们必须把他们放出去
so they can be independent,
他们才可以自己独立
so they can go strong by themselves,
他们才可以自己强壮起来。
But if you don't have this kind of concept,
但是如果我们没有这个观念的话
if the newborn babies always depend on us,
如果这个婴孩总是一直依赖我们
one day when we're no longer there,
有一天我们不在的时候
then can they stand on their own two feet?
他们有办法自己站立吗？
They cannot.
他们没有办法。
But if they truly walk toward Jesus Christ himself,
但是如果他们真的有办法自己朝着主耶稣行走
then our Lord Jesus Christ himself will train them to be a strong Christian.
主耶稣自己就会训练他们成为一个强壮的基督徒。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ will tell us, loose them and let them go.
主耶稣也会对我们说解开，叫他走。
So being born again,
所以重生
is only the beginning of our faith,
只是我们信仰的开始。
But for us to go strong and reach to the heavenly kingdom,
但是如果我们要健壮起来，进到神国
，we must live a life to eat the word of God.
我们必须过着一个吃神的道的生活。
But after eating the word of God,
但是在吃完神的道
，we must learn how to speak the word of God.
我们必须学会怎么说神的道。
Because eating too much without speaking, then we just grow fat and then we grow out of shape.
因为如果我们只一直吃，但是没有说的话，我们就会越来越肥胖，然后就开始不健康。
But after we eat, after we speak, we also need to learn to walk independently.
那当我们吃了之后，又学会怎么说，我们就要学会怎么自己独立的行走。
This means we have our own personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是说，我们跟我们的主耶稣有自己的关系。
So for those of us who are newborn babies,
所以我们在座是身为这个刚生的婴孩的。
Please take time to eat the word of God.
请多花点时间来吃神的道。
For those of us who are already an adult,
那些已经是属灵的成年人。
Please do our best to feed the newborn babies the word of God.
请尽我们的能力来把神的道喂养给这些新生的信徒。
And to measure how successful we are is when the newborn baby start to speak the word of God.
那我们要怎么衡量说我们所做的是不是有效呢？是当这个新生的小孩开始来说神的道的时候，我们就知道自己成功了。
And when they start to walk independently toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
当他们有办法自己独立的朝着主耶稣来行走
，Then we know as parents we have done a great job.
我们就知道说，身为父母，我们所做的是好的。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
所以愿神继续来帮助我们。
Before we conclude our service tonight, we'd like to invite the Houston Choir to come up and sing praises to the Lord.
那我们在结束今天的聚会之前，我们想请休斯顿的这个诗班来为我们献诗。
Are you ready? You ready?